and we bring you a breaking report that came in while we were recording Friday's MSP Dispatch. LastPass has reported a notice of recent security event. I will read it. It is brief, and we will include the link in the show notes below, but we wanted to make sure to get it out to you as quickly as possible. The letter reads, "To all LastPass customers, I want to inform you of a development that we feel is important for us to share with our LastPass business and consumer community. 2 weeks ago, we detected some unusual activity within portions of the LastPass development environment. After initiating an immediate investigation, we have seen no evidence that this incident involved any access to customer data or encrypted password vaults. We have determined that an unauthorized party gained access to portions of the LastPass development environment through a single compromised developer account and took portions of source code and some proprietary LastPass technical information. Our products and services are operating normally. In response to the incident, we have deployed containment and mitigation measures and engaged a leading cybersecurity and forensics firm. While our investigation is ongoing, we have achieved a state of containment, implemented additional enhanced security measures, and see no further evidence of unauthorized activity. Based on what we have learned and implemented, we are evaluating further mitigation techniques to strengthen our environment. We have included a brief FAQ below, which we anticipate will be the most pressing and initial questions and concerns from you. We will continue to update you with the transparency you deserve. Thank you for your patience, understanding, and support. Kareem Tuba, CEO of LastPass." Tony, LastPass being one of the largest password vault and password secret maintainer applications, this is big news. They're not advising only source code was possibly accessed or developer account. They're not advising the scope of it. They're just being clear that no customer data was achieved. I don't see dates either. What are your initial thoughts? I know we have very limited information, but what are your initial thoughts when you hear this?
Listen, in my single life, I always like to meet the parents of the girl that I was dating, because it was kind of like an instruction manual of why this is going to be so crazy. If you have the source code of something, I'm just letting you know that, hey, there's something that's going to happen after. It's not a matter of this is the event. This is part of the process that we're taking a picture of right now. And let's just keep, you know, really, really aware of everything that's happening. Make the changes to your passwords that are required. Is it time to move to another password manager? Is a self-hosted Bitwarden in a Docker in your own personal environment the solution? You know, as long as you have the right SSL certificates associated. I don't know what that is. Answer is, but this is literally one of the biggest things I've talked about forever, the hack at the password manager section online, because once they have that, they have access to everything for everyone. So that's my knee-jerk reaction. I think there's going to be a lot coming from this.
Tony, you know, and this is why, by all accounts, when we see like the news we covered a couple weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago at this point, about passwordless solutions, passwords, they worked for many, many, many years to some varying degree of extent. But passwordless solutions are the way we should be moving forward. I understand we still have banks that send MFA or second factor over SMS. I get it. We don't have absolute control. But in every opportunity where you can, passwordless should be the answer. Always, 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 always secure with MFA, because if you have MFA enabled, whether they have your passwords or not is irrelevant. Now, LastPass and others also secure your MFA code sometimes. They also secure your credit cards and other financial data. So, you know, proceed with caution. If we get additional information, we will absolutely send it out to you. We just wanted to make sure you're aware of this breaking news and special report. Until next time, thanks a lot and have a great day.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.